The only thing dumber than shitting in a bidet in Paris is trying to hitchhike out of Paris. That was what we'd figured we'd do. Everyone hitchhikes through Europe, don't they? Well, not us. Cliff and I were like the plague. We walked as far as we could in an impressive heat before we realized that Paris is really huge and that we weren't going to make it at that rate and would have to take a train to Biarritz and then on to San Sebastian and finally to Pamplona for the running of the bulls, just like Hemingway. We met our friend Ed in San Sebastian, which is an absolutely spectacular spot, especially if you have lived in the suburbs your whole life and have never seen, well, anything. As much as London and Paris were revelations to three kids from Silver Spring, San Sebastian was an extraordinary city with an unparalleled vista and enough drink to last us forever. We actually bought wineskins that the locals filled up with vino. Hungover the next day, we all took the bus to Pamplona, which is definitely not the way Hemingway did it. Pamplona was my Woodstock. I had tried to go to the real Woodstock back in the States, but my mother stopped me as I was walking out the door. "What do you think you're doing?" she asked. "I'm going to Woodstock." "What are you, crazy? We took you to Woodstock when you were a kid. You've already been there, and you didn't like it. And it wasn't even crowded." I almost believed her. Pamplona was bedlam. We wandered the streets with misfits of every nationality, exchanging whatever we were drinking for whatever they were drinking. Everyone was everyone else's best friend. We had nowhere to sleep, as every hotel was booked, and we hadn't really thought that one out. So we fell asleep in some all-night coffee spot, only to be awakened by two Spanish couples, dressed in formal wear, who desperately wanted to share some of their magnum of champagne. It was surreal. But if surrealer is actually a word, it would get surrealer just a couple of hours later, when the Catholic Church rolled out a big hoop-de-doo ceremony and blessed all the alcoholics in sight. This was the prelude to the running of the bulls. And in my drunken stupor, I thought I might just give it a go. That is, until I took a good long look at the bulls in the pen and realized they were real bulls that weren't kidding around and didn't seem all that happy about their situation. I quickly decided they didn't need me to run with them. My friend Ed had read more Hemingway than I had, and actually did the deed. It was a move on his part that was simultaneously impressive and stupid. I mean, in the end, The Sun Also Rises is fiction. Do we really know if Hemingway actually ran with the bulls? He sure as hell couldn't have eaten in all the restaurants that have plaques bearing his name. Besides, the guy ended up killing himself. Is that something else one would want to emulate? Cliff and I looked on from the sidelines, watching a group of drunks racing down the streets of Pamplona in front of a bunch of angry bulls is a vision that borders on madness. Then, the whole gang runs into the bullfighting stadium, where a few bulls with padded horns are let loose, just to put the icing on the cake. No one was gored that day, but a few were whacked around in the corrida like a bunch of rag dolls. The PETA people would have wept. The bullfight season was now open, and let's just say it's a spectator sport that you need to be drunk to enjoy.